Hey there. Ever feel like you just need a break from the day-to-day of work, put on that out of office, and be alongside peers learning from fellow nonprofits and industry experts on what they see working when it comes to fundraising, marketing, growing a monthly giving program, retention, everything that encompasses what you do? Well, if so, I have two events for you to mark down. June 4th and 5th is Donor Perfect's Community Conference Spark. It is for any fundraiser wanting to excel in donor management, program innovation, community engagement, and organizational growth, and it is free. So click the link in the show notes to register. And then an event that I have attended 3 years in a row is the NEO Summit, combining practical, actionable, and very data-informed content with also this really electric and immersive atmosphere. The NEO Summit is more than just a conference. It is a really fun and great place to get away from your desk and innovate your fundraising and accelerate your impact. So you can join hundreds of your fellow nonprofit professionals in Indianapolis in September on the 18th and 19th, and you can save $600 on your ticket right here. It is the lowest price available anywhere. So click the link in the show notes for both of these events. They are incredible. They put on an incredible speaker presentation, all tons of great resources for you. Invest in yourself and the growth of your organization by attending these two phenomenal events.
Welcome back to an unscheduled, impromptu episode of Missions to Movements, because 2 whole years ago, on my birthday week, birthday being March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I launched this show. Now, 117 episodes later, I just wanted to say thank you. I did a quick look at the charts this morning, and as of now, Missions to Movements is number 23 of all nonprofit podcasts, number 9 in Canada, 90 in Australia, 15 in Ireland, with 103 five-star reviews, and of all podcasts in the United States, I'm around 6,000 and there's millions, so that's pretty darn cool. And more honestly, more than my wildest dreams of what this show could possibly be. So thank you for listening. I read every single review. If you have not yet, I would love to hear from you what you think about this show. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/M2M, the number two, M2M. You can leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And speaking of birthdays, I have started to receive emails with my free gifts. And one got me this morning from Publix. So for all my fellow Southerners who doesn't love a good pub sub, if you don't live in the Southeast, however, it's a grocery store. That's what it is. But look at the loyalty it has created with me. Club Pub is what my husband and I call it, and I am a part of their members club, which is nothing besides a rewards program. But of course, when I filled out the form, I had to enter in some info, and my birthday being one of them when I signed up. So this morning, I got a push notification to my phone that said I could go pick out a free ice cream of my choice, and I shall. And will I likely pick up something else we need while I'm there? Highly likely. Yet, that's another transaction for them. And however, the point of all of this is being that birthdays are a prime touch point to stay top of mind and relevant with your audience. But how do you get said birthday information when we've been told, and I have even said, friction, friction, frictionless. Make donating frictionless. Make a purchase frictionless. Less fields tend to make the transaction happen. And you're like, okay, what happens if then we ask for it in an email series? Well, it might get lost, or maybe you don't get the response that you want. Well, I was thinking about this morning as I received my push notification on my phone, and I have two thoughts here that I would love for you to test out. If it's a one-time donation, yes, I would leave the ask for the birthday off the donation form. However, on the thank you page that they get directed for after the gift is made, ask for it there. Ad A, we are so excited to welcome you to X organization name and get to know you better. There, I would have a form that asks for their birthday and maybe even the question of what inspired them to give with this form that syncs to your CRM, or you could embed a video. I really like the tool Video Ask. Video can be embedded and they can respond via video, audio, or text. If you want to see an example of a Video Ask video, I have like a little pop-up on my mastermind page. If you go to positiveequation.com/mastermind, you can see what the little pop-up video looks like in action and how people can respond to it. And I checked, if you end up doing a video or a tool that's not automatically integrated into your CRM, Zapier does have a Video Ask Zap where you can automate the responses to go to your CRM if your CRM is on Zapier. Just a little tip. Now, the other school of thought is on your monthly giving form to give, I would make the ask for a birthday. These people are saying I'm in. They are committed to your mission long term. I think they are more willing to provide more information within the transaction. Then, after you have the information, what I've done in the past is segment my emails based on when the birthdays are, and I send out birthday month emails. My current email tool, to my knowledge, does not have the ability to send emails directly on a day, like automated. So I manually send them out for any given month. And within that email, so if I'm like, happy birthday, Pisces, or happy birthday, March baby, I don't have any call to action besides strictly saying happy birthday. But you could ask people to create a Facebook fundraiser on your behalf on their birthday. That's very popular. Or get X percentage off if you have an item, if you have a store on your website. And you can check out tomorrow, I will be releasing episode 118 with Nick and Jeremy from Good United. And they have an amazing brand new way to think about how you can use Facebook fundraisers and have a much more personalized connection with donors on Facebook and have a two-way conversation and receive their information. So I am so honored. I just wanted to pop in with this little special impromptu episode to say I'm so honored to be in your earbuds or your car or your computer or your phone right now. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Missions to Movements community. If you have 30 seconds to leave a review, you are the best. Go to ratethispodcast.com/M2M. Or take a screenshot and share this episode on social so others can find it as well. Thank you so much again and have a very fun St. Patrick's Day.